Thank you, Brad, and good morning. Eureka police officers spotted a stolen vehicle being driven southbound on Broadway near Wabash Avenue on Tuesday night and initiated a high-risk traffic stop. But the driver, later identified as 38-year-old Eureka resident Michael Podesta, led officers on a short vehicle in foot pursuit instead of stopping. Podesta was driving a vehicle stolen earlier Tuesday evening at a business near West Harris Street. The victim reported he had gotten out of his convertible to check for a water leak underneath the car when Podesta allegedly jumped in and sped off with his vehicle. Podesta led officers on a short vehicle pursuit that ended near Glen Street and then attempted to flee on foot, but was quickly chased down, arrested, and booked into county jail. The sheriff's office received a report of a home invasion on Monday in the 300 block of Oak Street in Eureka. Deputies arrived on scene and contacted a 29-year-old female victim who explained that she was in her bedroom when she heard someone trying to enter the house. Upon entering the kitchen, she saw a white male adult in a black hooded sweatshirt, blue jeans, and black boots attempting to open her sliding glass door, but was unable to do so thanks to a dowel located in the door's sliding mechanism. The female victim grabbed a revolver and pointed it at the suspect, and the suspect ran away. Deputies were unable to locate the suspect, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a man and woman being assaulted in the intersection of Samoa Boulevard and State Route 255 in Manila over the weekend. Deputies spoke with a female victim and learned that she was at the intersection when two men approached her and accused her of stealing a wallet. Upon denying the theft, the men left, but later returned and assaulted the woman and her husband, using a stun gun to subdue her husband and beating him with a wooden cane. They proceeded to grab her purse, empty the contents, and strike her in the head with a cane. The suspect stole the victim's wallet and took off. The two suspects are described as 5'11 white male adults, with one suspect being about 30 years old and the other about 50. The victim believes the suspects left the scene in a light brown pickup truck or Jeep, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Sheriff's detectives continue their investigation into a stabbing incident at the Central Station Bar in McKinleyville over the weekend. The victim reported he had gotten into an argument with the suspect, and they carried the argument to the parking lot. The victim reports he was sprayed with pepper spray and then stabbed. The suspect drove from the scene in a blue four-door sedan with tinted windows and is described as an Hispanic adult male with a teardrop tattoo under his eye, 5'8", 145 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes, who was wearing a gray hoodie and plaid shorts. And the Corral fire continues to burn in the Trinity Alps and has scorched more than 12,000 acres as of Tuesday night. Fire crews have reached 50% containment of the blaze and more than 1,100 personnel are on scene. The focus of fire commanders remains on the southern and western edges of the blaze. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There's been a recent uptick in the number of vehicular thefts and pursuits that have occurred in the county. Many would say that this is the result of realignment and the prison system's inability to keep low-level offenders behind bars. Eureka Police Chief Merle Harpum went on Talk Shop and explained why vehicular thefts have increased while violent crime has not.
Yeah, most of it are the crimes that you're not going to go to jail for. The thefts, the car burglaries, things like that, car thefts, those are up. The other things like rapes, assaults, things that you go to jail for, they're not up. In fact, some of them are down.
Harpum went on to explain efforts the Eureka Police Department is taking to combat the problem.
What we've done with a couple of our very active people, the officers put out an email telling them, let me know if there's somebody that you think we should target in terms of when we find them committing a crime. I call the district attorney and say, this guy is causing a lot of problems for us. If we could get him to stay in jail, then our crime rate would go down in that area.
Always remember to keep your vehicle locked in order to minimize the risk that you will become a victim of vehicular theft. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.